This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. The Sheriff's Office has requested voluntary evacuations for residents who live near Swayback Ridge near the Mad River Ranger Station after a wildfire ignited in the area yesterday. The latest update showed the fire had burned about 20 acres on a ridge north of Black Lassick and west of Van Dusen Road. The fire, called the Sway Fire, is burning on federal forest land, and the County Office of Emergency Services tweeted yesterday afternoon that the Forest Service has a good handle on the blaze. The Sheriff's Office has alerted residents who remained on their properties to be prepared for mandatory evacuation orders depending on fire behavior. More than 600 personnel continue to battle the Orleans complex in the Six Rivers National Forest north of Orleans and across the Siskiyou County line. There was a public meeting last night at the Curragh Natural Resources Office in Orleans to brief residents about the fire and suppression efforts. The Orleans complex is comprised of the Ukonum Fire that has burned more than 1,200 acres and several smaller fires caused by lightning, which combined have scorched about a total of 1,400 acres. High temperatures and rugged terrain have impacted fire suppression efforts, and smoke remains a concern for residents in the Klamath Basin, where air quality has degraded. On July 16th, as many as five armed men robbed the residents of a rural property in Covelo at gunpoint after initially posing as law enforcement officers. Mendocino County detectives believe the man who planned that armed robbery and who still remains at large is 34-year-old Trevor Jackson, well known to law enforcement officers. Jackson is wanted on a $500,000 warrant and is known to frequent areas in northern Mendocino County, as well as Potter and Redwood Valleys. He's an adult white male, 6 foot, 190 pounds, and he's considered armed and dangerous. Three other men connected to the armed robbery were arrested soon after the incident, after Mendocino deputies recovered an abandoned vehicle that contained firearms and items stolen during the incident. Pacific Gas and Electric workers and hired contractors will conduct foot patrols to inspect electrical transmission lines for reliability in communities from Eureka east to Higham Palm and Weaverville over the next 8 weeks. Property owners who will have personnel on their properties have been notified, and the foot patrols will be highly visible, with orange vests and workers who will have photo IDs on their person. PG&E has plans to replace older wooden transmission poles with new lightweight steel poles. The foot patrols will be conducted during the week from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. The CHP is investigating the cause of a fatal single-vehicle traffic collision that claimed the lives of two people at around 2 o'clock yesterday morning. The driver was headed southbound on Highway 101 near Barkdall Road when they lost control of the car. The vehicle left the roadway, hit a tree, and burst into flames. Both the driver and passenger were later pronounced dead at the scene. Identification is pending notification of kin. The deaths bring the number of traffic fatalities in the county this year to 25. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Last year, the county entered into a consent decree with the Department of Justice to bring dozens of county buildings and facilities into compliance with ADA regulations. That means the county had to account for some $17 million in estimated costs during the latest budget cycle. And while that amount is a big hit to county finances, it has led the county to take a closer look at its building stock. Supervisor Mike Wilson said that the county is looking into a new format to manage its facilities and how they will be used in the coming years.
It's pushed us into a space where we really need to evaluate all of those properties. And so what a lot of places have done is a broader what's called a property management program of some kind. So you're really looking at, you're tying it into your geographic systems and then how you both do the improvements that you need to do and really talk about long-term planning.
Wilson said that the condition of the buildings can play a role in hiring and retaining qualified personnel.
We are in such old and dilapidated structures now, it goes even into employee retention and recruitment. If you have places that look like crud and are hard to be in 8 hours a day, it's hard to get good people to work in those places. And so it's part of the long-term strategy in terms of how we function as a government.
The county is currently working with an ADA consultant and architect to mitigate compliance issues. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.